Revival Now Conference here in the revival capital of the world, Fort Worth, Texas, Calvary Cathedral. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Does anybody want to help me? Can we say today's a good day? Today's a beautiful day. Today's a blessed day. Today's a happy day. Today's a healing day. Today's an anointed day. Today's a breakout day. God made it for me. I will rejoice and be glad in it. I'm the head, not the tail. I'm above and not beneath. I'm going over and not going under. God did not bring me this far to let me down. God did not bring me this far to let me drown. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to the other side. I'm going to be a strong finisher. I know how to blow the charge. I don't know how to blow the retreat. Retreat is not an option. If God be for me, who can be against me? Nobody. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Today's a good day. I have choices to make today. I can be sad, I can be mad, or I can be glad. I choose to be glad. Happiness is a choice. I choose to be happy. The joy of the Lord is my strength today. And today is the happiest day of my life. Today's a good day. I can do what God says I can do. I can go where God says I can go. I can stay where God says I can stay. I can say what God says I can say. I can have what God says I can have. I can be what God says I can be. I can start what God says I can start. I can finish what God says I can finish. I can live where God says I can live. I can give what God says I can give. I can receive what God says I can receive. I can sow where God says I can sow. I can reap where God says I can reap. I can meet who God says I can meet. I can pay off what God says I can pay off. I can do all things through Jesus Christ, which strengthens me. Today is a good day. God is setting things up for me today. Divine appointments, divine connections, Holy Ghost setups. My steps are ordered by the Lord. New season, new opportunities, new peace, new joy, new contentment, new health, new wealth, new prosperity. New bills paid off. Old bills paid off. New home paid off. Old home paid off. New car paid off. Old car paid off. New opportunities. New dreams. New visions. New beginnings. New healing. New relationships. Today's a good day. I declare that all is well today. All is well in my family. All is well in my future. All is well in my finances. All is well in my health. All is well in my emotions. All is well in my church. All is well in my city. All is well in my nation. All is well. Today's a good day. Wonderful day. Beautiful day. Blessed day. Healthy day, safe day, God Day. TGIM. Thank God it's Monday. Thank God it's Monday. Thank God it's Monday. We would have a little drum roll, but I don't know what happened to the guy. He just disappeared. Thank God. I'm going to give you one more chance. Thank God it's Monday.
Thank God it's Monday.
Hallelujah. Somebody praise God with me. Lift your hands. Let's pray in the Holy Ghost. Come on, stir yourself up to take hold of God. Let's warm up to take hold of God today. Lord, I stir myself up to take hold of you this morning. Stir myself up, oh God, to take hold of you this morning. Hallelujah. Come on, Bishama sebria mandala brikuta la brende mandala brikuta le briete. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Serebriana mandala bako. Kibatala mandare brikita besere bako de mandea batai. Commandera brikomandala brieta bato. Besheme se briki bata minamande la bri otta la bri iso mando remende. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We come boldly. Father God, we come boldly into your presence this morning by the blood of Jesus and by the name of Jesus. Declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And Lord, we are thankful to be here this morning for the hour of power, for the breakfast of champions. To the eagle gathering. Now, I want to say this morning, but I want to welcome you to the most important hour of this day. Not because I'm leading the prayer, but because the most important time in our lives is prayer. There's nothing that we'll do anymore this morning more important than we're going to do right now. We're going to pray. We're going to seek the face of God. We're going to call upon Him. My life changed in 1966, February of 1966. 4703 Devonshire Drive in Wichita Falls, Texas, when the Lord said to me, son, if you'll give me the first hour of your day, I'll change your life. I got up at 2:00 in the morning. I responded to the call to pray. I'm here today, not because I learned how to preach or any other thing, but because I responded to the call to pray. And I'm thankful that 47 years later, I'm still praying and seeking God. Today, I believe we're going to hear the voice of God. We're going to see what we're hearing. We're going to say what we're seeing and hearing. And then we're going to do what we're saying and hearing and seeing. So I believe that this is a time to hear the voice of God. You know, the The children of Israel were not blessed because they did not enter into the presence of God appropriately. They tried to push the presence of God. They tried to push the cart. Two men died, and David became very angry. But then David learned there was a proper order to move into the presence of God. And today, it's not just a matter of just singing some songs and milling around and praying a little bit. No, no, no. It's going into the holy place. Do you understand what we're talking about? We are going into the Holy of Holies. That's where we're heading today. And we just don't go in there immediately. The Bible says we go through the gates of thanksgiving and we go through the courts of praise. We're thankful unto Him. We bless His name. And so we are going to go through the gates of thanksgiving, the courts of praise. Johnny's going to help us do that right now. Are you ready? And Imelda, she may help a little bit too. She's not. She's just going to encourage him, saying, "You can do it, Johnny. You can make it, Johnny. And you're looking good, Johnny."
Hallelujah.
And she might even say, "Here's Johnny."
Hallelujah.
All right, let's sing and praise. Let's enter with thanksgiving. Hallelujah. Can we do it? Let's do it.
I'm shifting. But since I'm here, let me say this. In the name of Jesus is lifted high, oh, lifted high. The name of Jesus is lifted high in this land. Revival fire is falling down, oh, falling down. Revival fire is falling down in this land. Our sons and daughters shall be saved, shall be saved, shall be saved. Sons and daughters shall be saved in this
David.
shall be saved, shall be saved, shall be saved. Our sons and daughters shall be saved.
Open up the heavens.
Lord, we come through the gates of thanksgiving, the courts of praise, entering into your presence. Hallelujah. Repenting of our sins and the sins of our nation. Asking you, God, to forgive us as we forgive those who have hurt us, offended us, abused us, misused us, turned against us and done us wrong. Lord, we walk in love and forgiveness today. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sibrote bishikete. And Lord, we come into your presence this morning. Bring thy kingdom come, thy will be done. The will of God be done in our nation. The will of God be done in our city. The will of God be done in our church. The will of God be done in us today. Lord, we pray thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Te branco she lebro, sabate, ebrishi koboto lebatea sanamandara bako. Hallelujah. Love you, Jesus. Lord, we desire your presence. We desire your will, plan, and purpose to be done. We desire your will to be done here today at Revival Now. That you would come and anoint your servants who will be ministering in the word and song. We come seeking not your hand, but we come seeking your face today. We want you to know, Lord, we need you. We need you, God. Your will be done. Your will be done. Would you like just to come and join me here and let's pray together, get a little closer this morning. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Y'all move in. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I declare with the Holy Ghost that this is a very strategic week here in Fort Worth, Texas. I declare that God wants to do exceptional things. I declare that God wants to do supernatural things. I declare that He wants to do over and above. You know, the Holy Ghost has been speaking to me that we need to be making announcements and pronouncements. We need to announce what we see God doing, what we see God coming, what is happening, what we see happening in our church, what we see happening in our lives. It's a year of special announcements, just announcing. The day of that great feast, Jesus just stood and made an announcement. Huh? If anybody's thirsty, you came to the right place. Hallelujah. I was in a restaurant a few years ago just talking to a couple of guys. There was a conference going on. It was a steakhouse, a very nice steakhouse. And we were sitting there talking about the goodness of God. And all of a sudden, one of these guys stands up and says, Can I have your attention, everybody? And my head goes down. I'm thinking, my God, what's he going to do? He got so overwhelmed. He said, I just want to let everyone know that I love Jesus. And if there's anybody in this restaurant today that does not know the Lord, I'd like to give you an invitation. I thought we would probably be escorted out, but everything got real quiet. He said, I'd like to give you an opportunity to accept Jesus right now. And our waitress said, I'd like to accept Jesus. So we had a little mini revival right there at the steakhouse. He just stood up and said, I want to make an announcement. And so we need to declare this morning what we believe in God to happen this week in our lives. We need to make some announcements. Hallelujah. And it doesn't have to be a long announcement. It can just be a short announcement, proclamation. So is anybody ready to do that? Okay, I'm going to count to three, and then I want you to make an announcement of what you are believing for, anticipating for this week. I don't believe we ought to come with just emptiness in our mouth. Whatever is in our heart, we need to declare with our mouth, speak it out, proclaim it. The angel of the Lord said to Daniel, I've come because of your words. I believe we attract God by our words. So are we ready? One, two, three. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. Glory to God. Ikerebiriye. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Siribiriyandiribiriyarabiriyanda. Hallelujah. Eshelamando. Eshelamandore. Asharamandole. Breke mandase. Bring kalabore. Manda. I believe God. He come on the la brigada, but I. De cerebri, de brienderie. Sebrandre brienda, brienda, brie. Cerebriendre brienda, brienda, brie. Come to the bikita, brienda. I believe God. Get a brienda, brie, cerebriendre brienda, brienda, brie. I believe God. I believe, I believe, I believe. I believe God. I believe just what He said to me. Hallelujah. Lavoshe le bronca se me coote, basha le me ke. Namandole breke mandala basura bakutere Hallelujah. 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 I declare it's no, I declare by the Holy Ghost it's no ordinary week. I declare this is an extraordinary week. Hallelujah. That we're going to receive more than we came for. More, 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 more. Give us him indeed. Now we're not just calling for the former rain. I was here 93, 94, 95 when there was a lot of rain going on. But I'm calling for the latter rain. I'm calling for something much more significant. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. These are the days of the latter rain. I'm not calling for a repeat of the former rain. Some of you have seen that I'm carrying a big Bible. The first Friday night of 2013, I was in Dinuba, California, a suburb of Fresno. And the Lord said to me, 2013 is a year of the big. Did you hear what I said? The year of the big. Now, most people, they disregard 13. A lot of hotels doesn't even have a 13th floor. But the Lord said 13 is the year of the big. And he said, in order to confirm what I'm saying, I want you to get you a big Bible. So I just said to the people, I just heard the Holy Ghost say, it was on a Friday night, first Friday night of January. I just heard the Holy Ghost say, this is the year of the big. Now, I didn't tell everybody to get them a big Bible, but I said, the Lord told me to get a big Bible. And then, something unusual that I could not comprehend with my mind, because we are in the supernatural days, the Lord said, and tell them about Luke 8:17. Now, I don't know if y'all used Luke 8:17 or not, but for years, Gene and I, anytime we lose anything, we speak Luke 8:17. And most every time we find it. Luke 8:17. The Lord said, tell them again about Luke 8:17. So after the service, a woman came up to me and said, give me that scripture again, because she said about 6 months ago I lost my wedding ring and I hadn't been able to find it anywhere. I've turned the house upside down. But she heard me speak about the big Bible, so I was ministering on Saturday morning, and she came the next morning with her big Bible. And when she opened the Bible, the big Bible, you know the rest of the story. There was her wedding ring. Isn't God amazing? And the Lord said, this year I'm going to do things that you cannot comprehend with your mind. So I went back to the same church in Tulsa. They've been having revival now for weeks and weeks. And I carry around with me this little blue book. And it's got prophetic words that I've given that have come to pass, testimonies, illustrations, poems. I bought me a neat machine in order to put all those on my computer. But in the meantime, I took my blue book to Tulsa to minister. And I left it in a drawer in the hotel room. And I discovered it when I got back. It was not in my bag. I called back to the hotel, called the manager, had everybody look, and the pastor went down. No blue book. I said to Jean, I wouldn't take $5,000 for the blue book. She said, well, let's pray Luke 8:17. I said, they've looked everywhere. They've probably burned it up by now, thrown it in the trash. She said, let's pray Luke 8:17. So we begin to declare the things that are hidden shall be found. Things will come to light. So we just begin to speak Luke 8:17. And about 3 weeks ago, in the back of my credenza, there was my blue book. Now, y'all don't look at me in that tone of voice. I did not bring the blue book back home with me, but it showed up in my credenza. And most of you have known me for many years, and I'm not given to mysticism. But I believe the angel of the Lord transported my blue book. He said, well, I don't know if I believe that or not. I don't care if you believe it or not. I don't care. All I know that once I was blind and now I can see. And oh, glory to God. Somebody said, well, I don't know. Folks, these are the days. These are the days of the supernatural. If Philip experienced it in Acts chapter 8, why not us? Why cannot we begin to experience some things that the mind cannot get a hold of? I've got you out on a limb, so I'm gonna push you off now. But I was in a service yesterday, and I know this man. I know the pastor. He's been the pastor for about 30 years. He confirmed this happened. But I've been going to that church now for many years. For about 3 years, I've been seeing this guy with gold on him. Now, I've never had gold on me, so I'm not really into gold. Because I've seen gold on other people, but never had it on. But it's been going around on him for 3 years. And he told me the story personally because I wanted to hear it. And he said a few weeks ago, he got on a major airline. But before he got on, the pilot and the co-pilot were sitting there waiting to board. And they saw the gold, and they said, what is the gold? And he began to share about the goodness of God, the healing. And the pilot said, well, if you believe that, why don't you pray for my eyes? And he took his glasses off, the gold man, the golden man, put his hand on the pilot, and he said when he put his glasses back on, he said, I can't see. But he took his glasses off, and he could see perfectly. So when they got on board this major airline on a Sunday afternoon, the pilot came on and said, there's a golden man on board. And he is willing to pray for you. And if you want prayer, you can punch your button and he will come and lay hands on you and pray for you. And he said he started the ministry at 30,000 feet in the air. Now you say, I don't know about all that. I don't care if you know all about it or not. All I'm saying is that God is in the supernatural business. Hallelujah. And he can transport a blue book if he wants. He can put gold or silver on people. Huh? Hallelujah. He can do anything he wants to because he's God. But I declare by the Holy Ghost that I'm making an announcement today. This is a year of the big. God is doing extraordinary things. He's doing big things that our mind cannot comprehend. Somebody needs to declare it, decree it, sit it, but and die. Oh, God, I want to participate. Sit it, but I want to participate. Sit it, but hallelujah. Do you believe that, Sister Johnny? Do you believe it? Dee and Rufus, I want to pray for y'all. Y'all get on the first step. I want to pray for y'all. Lord, I pray for this couple from Romania. I went to Romania just after the Berlin Wall came down, and you probably remember there wasn't much food on the shelves. I went to a restaurant, and the menu was very meager. It was just very difficult. But the Spirit of the Lord came upon me. I began to prophesy there'd come a day that there would be plenty of food. There'd be dancing in the streets. There'd be major hotels. It's happening, isn't it? You got to make a proclamation. The Lord comes because of our words. We attract Him with our words, or we repel Him with our words. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So I'm laying hands on you guys and prophesying. The Spirit of the Lord coming upon Romania and everywhere that your feet have trod in that nation. You have been sowing seed. I hear the Holy Ghost saying every footstep has been seed that has been sowing, that is rising up to an incredible harvest. And that God has given you influence not only in Romania, but in the entire region. The entire region, all around the region. That major doors are opening, doors of affection. And those that have rejected you, those that you have tried to speak to and your words have fallen seemingly upon dry ground, are now calling for you. The hearts have been stirred and your labors have not been in vain. But I declare in the name of Jesus that during the next 36 months, there's going to be more harvest than you have had in all of the years combined that you've spent there, not only in Romania, but in the entire region. I lay my hands on you and make an announcement this morning. Hallelujah. That the blue book has appeared. Hallelujah. That the golden man is on board. Hallelujah. Kebranda, that the supernatural happenings are taking place and the healing power is flowing. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, the latter rain is falling. Hallelujah. Hey. Hey. Get it. Kathy, I want to pray for you. I'm prophesying. Get on the first step. That's the prophecy step. I'm prophesying over you that you're going to run for political office. The hand of God is going to be upon you. You're going to be a major spokesperson. Hallelujah. God's going to put a message in your heart to change governments in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. You're going to have major contributions and major support. Hallelujah. See you making those speeches. God, I see you debating and God putting words in your mouth. Lay hands on you. Release that anointing. I bless you in Jesus' name. If you can believe, all things are possible. If you can believe, I shared this testimony at a conference that I was ministering at last week in Oklahoma City about Luke 8:17. The host of the conference had lost his wedding ring. They couldn't find it anywhere. So he said, he began to speak Luke 8:17. Within 30 minutes, his wife appeared at the church with his wedding ring in her hand. Folks, God is doing... Yay, 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 yay. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come here, woman of God. What is your first name? Huh? The release of the anointing. Hallelujah. To declare the word of the Lord. I declare there's going to be such an anointing rest upon you, the word of knowledge, that you'll just begin to speak happenings in people's lives that are just remarkable. And God will open major doors. Hallelujah. And God will give you solutions. And there will be people in high places and influential places that cannot come to an answer. They cannot find the solution, but you will have it. In the name of Jesus, I release the anointing. I make the announcement today, declare and decree it. In the name of Jesus, the blue book has returned. The golden man is on board. The wedding ring has been found. Hallelujah. The latter rain is falling in Romania. Cobreketa in all of the nations around about the region. Hallelujah. And the woman of God is running for political office because we need godly people influence government. About you, Pastor Keith Johnson, come here. See, I only come with him, Tracy. I just speak what the Holy Ghost gives me. I see you being appointed to a major political position in your nation, your city, your region. I see you being appointed to a place in government, not an electoral run, but an appointment. God is going to give you a major appointment. And I see you standing before government officials with words in your mouth that God has given you concerning either your city, your nation, in the name of Jesus. I declare that God has called you in the name of Jesus. I see you buying time on national television. You say, well, I don't know. That may folks, we can't operate according to the natural. We have to operate according to the Word of God. I see you buying time on national TV, and I see you talking to your nation concerning the condition of your nation and the solutions for your nation. Because God has called you to be a national figure, to be a national spokesperson. Tracy, I see you leading many women in high places in your nation to the baptism of the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, signs and wonders, hunger falling. I see them gathering other women to places where you minister to them and the glory of God coming. Voices of influence in the nation. In the nation, in the nation. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Kibro Shekai. Kibranda Shekutarabuka. Hallelujah. And I just declare the Holy Ghost is going to come upon you, and you're going to begin to have words for your land. You're going to begin to write down. You're going to speak to your nation. Kibro Shekitalebri Sukutarabuka. God's going to make you an influence there. Jesus' name. I'm making the announcement. The blue book has returned. The golden man is on board. The ring has been found. The latter rain is falling upon Romania, on Romania, and the region about. The woman of God is running for political office. And the man of God is speaking to the nation of Canada and being appointed to a political position. Kebrota, you believe that, don't you, Joe? You do. For God is at work in the realm of the supernatural, and the latter rain is falling upon this house. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, if you just walked in, you think Dale Gentry's lost his mind now. What's going on with him? Branda sikobrite shikan. And I declare over you, Pastor Bob Nichols, the pastor of this church for 49 years, that the things that you have been waiting for and longing for and believing for and standing for has now been set in motion by the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, and by the Holy One of Israel, and the Holy Ghost has settled upon this house. The cloud is settling upon this house. And I declare the cloud will not move for many days or many nights. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And I declare by the Holy Ghost that there is a culmination of prayers that are being answered. The prophet of God said about this time, tomorrow. I know that God, I feel the Holy Ghost now. I know that God can do it in a day. And He can do it in a week. I declare, I'm going to make an announcement. The blue book has returned. And the golden man is on board. And the ring has been found. And the man of God is speaking to his nation. And the woman of God is running for political office. And the harvest has come to Romania and the regions round about. And the cloud has settled upon Calvary Cathedral in Fort Worth, Texas. And it will not move for many days and many nights. And all the things that the pastor, the man of God, has labored for 49 years and requested, hallelujah, the cloud will not, I hear the Holy Ghost saying, the cloud will not move until those prayers have been answered. Hallelujah. Kebron de Sigabatai. The latter rain has come. Hallelujah. Manda, we will not remember the former things, though we consider the things of old. God said, I'm doing a new thing. Shall you not know it? It shall spring forth. It is springtime. Glory to God. Go. Hallelujah. Kemoshele branda sebo te mashala sen manda shala sena manda bokotiye. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Mana mandala brieta. The cloud is now hovering over this house. Ki brikita la brieta rabatai. The latter rain is falling. Sita brienda. And we will participate. Mandara, we will take our umbrellas down. Nindara brieta la brite. And the rain, the latter rain. Erabatai. We are praying for the rain because the cloud is hovering over this place. The things that Pastor Bob Nichols and Joy Nichols have longed for and prayed for. Hallelujah. I hear the Holy Ghost saying the cloud will not move until every one of those prayers have been answered. Kebate, we praise you, God. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. Hey. Come on, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt His name together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hayo shasha. Akasha sataba. Hallelujah. I hear the Holy Ghost saying to the church, He's been positioning and repositioning His house, His church, bringing things into divine order, sifting some out and bringing some in. There's been some movement in the body of Christ, for God has been positioning things, positioning people, Ebrotai, getting people in the right places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Te brusi kebetieta. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And the Bible said concerning Gideon, his 300, when everyone stood in his place, then they saw the glory of God. So there's been movement in the body of Christ. Movements. I hear the Holy Ghost saying that some of us have not been able to comprehend or understand. But this thing is of God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And we've come to this time in history where we shall be recipients of the glory of God, of the majesty of God, and we will see supernatural, for God is a supernatural God. Hallelujah. 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 So we have come now this week. We have come to this place. And we bind all spirits of distraction. We push all of those distracting forces back. And may we focus now upon Him, the author and the finisher of our faith. Because I believe this is a week we're going to hear from God. Put your hand on your ear and say, Lord, open my ears, my spiritual ears, that I may hear your voice saying, this is the way, walk in it. Put your hand on your eyes and say, Lord, open my eyes, my spiritual eyes, that I might see what you're doing in me. Put your hand on your heart and just say, Lord, open my heart, that I might receive all that you have for me. I'm ready to receive now. I'm ready, ready, ready. Are you ready to receive? I just sense something supernatural is going to happen in this place corporately and in us individually. I just sense it, and I'm making the announcement right now. Hallelujah. 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 Just making the announcement now. Glory to God. Come here just a moment, Linda. Gene and I have a friend. He's been our friend for, well, since 1986. They used to be a part of the church. B.B. Hankins, West Columbia, Texas. She's got a cancer report. But she's also had a report from the Lord. But Linda needs a miracle. Let's just pray for her right now that God would heal her. Her name is Linda Ragland. Joe and Linda are very faithful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Faithful servants of God for many years. We lay hands on Linda. We rebuke the cancer in her body. We speak healing now in Jesus' name. Command every cancer cell to leave her body now. In the name of Jesus. Cerebri. Cerebriana mandola brekida bakuti. I believe God. Signs, wonders, miracles. I want us to praise God for what He is doing. I want us to praise God for what He's going to do. Can you help me now? Can you help me now? Can you help me praise Him now? The big, the big, the big, the big. Hallelujah. 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 Tell somebody, I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. I believe God. Y'all believe God? Bill and Heather believes God. Kevin and Ann believe God. I believe God. Hallelujah. Johnny believes God. Say something, Johnny.
I believe God. His word is true. I believe God. What He said He will do. I believe God. He will always come through. I will choose to believe. I believe God. Yes, I believe God. His word is true. I believe God. What He said He will do. I believe God. He will always come through. I will choose to believe. I believe God. Yes, I believe God. His word is true. I believe God. What He said He will do. I believe God. He will always come through. I will choose to believe. I believe God. I will choose to believe. I believe God. I will
God.
God is moving by His Spirit.